Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Chicago's afternoon news, 720 WGN. Central High School, it's in Kane County. That's what we're talking about. 773 said, oh my God, wow. This will probably follow them for the rest of their lives when they apply to college, when they apply for a job, etc. And it's true. You know, once you make the news, it doesn't take anything but a Google search to find you. They went on to say young people might experiment with drugs, etc. And most would agree they were young and stupid. But this is far worse. It is who they are. 312 said racist promposals happen all the time at the expense of black and brown students, yet white students are never punished. And 847 said, Lisa, Google, if I was black, I'd be picking cotton. And you will see this has been a thing since 2018, if not earlier. And yeah, when I surveyed kids I know, they're like, oh, yeah, that, yeah, we've seen that. They hadn't seen it in Kane County until somebody put it on a sign for a promposal. This is Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Densty. Bertrand is here. Kevin's at the sports desk. Gabe has traffic, and we're always excited to welcome Dr. Allison Arwady to the show. She's commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health. Dr. Arwady, did you take the L to work today?
I did take the L to work today. I was wearing my mask, and so was everybody else on the train, so I was glad to see that.
I bet. How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Were you shocked yesterday when the federal judge made the call and all of a sudden things changed very quickly?
Yeah, I was surprised. I think it's challenging when we see these legal rulings come down really without a lot of advance notice, the opportunity to do communications. I know it can be confusing for people. And then often we see a lot of back and forth coming after that as there continue to be appeals. So I know people probably heard that and probably a mix of some people being very excited about the idea of not having to wear a mask on an airplane, for example. Some people probably concerned about it. And, you know, my main point was making sure folks in Chicago knew how it affected them and what to expect.
I watched your Facebook Live today, and I heard you say that it was 2.1 a week ago, and now it's 5.4%, but that didn't seem concerning to you.
Yeah, that's the percent positivity, and it has to do with the fact that we had so many people out on spring break. A lot of our schools were out this last week, and almost half the testing that's happening now in Chicago is done through our school systems. And so when we see the number of tests go down, and we saw it go down more than 50%, we know that the percent positivity, meaning the number of positive cases out of all the cases that all the tests that are done, actually will go up. So yes, we saw it go up, but I expect by the end of the week, now that the kids are back in school and testing again, that we'll see that come back down. So cases are increasing, but nothing that is giving me a huge amount of concern. Certainly nothing like the initial Omicron surge that we saw in December, January.
Doctor, how reflective is the positivity rate of where we are anymore anyway? I mean, so many people seem to be getting it and not being tested and just dealing with the cold-like symptoms and situations such as that. I mean,
yeah.
Can we still rely on that or not so much anymore?
Yeah. Well, we don't really rely on it as the primary indicator. Actually, if you look at our dashboard, chi.gov/COVID-, we say right up at the top that, you know, percent positivity with the setting of so many people doing at-home testing, mild cases, et cetera, is less important, frankly, as an indicator than it had been in the past. And so the CDC and Chicago follows right along with that, uses what's called the community risk level matrix. And so it looks at the number of cases, but it combines the number of cases with the number of hospitalizations and the number of deaths we're seeing from COVID. And the good news is right now in Chicago, we are seeing fewer people being hospitalized and fewer people dying than at any prior point in COVID. So I'll take a little bit of increase in cases and positivity when it's not resulting in severe outcomes. And that's because of vaccination.
The most people or the most likely group of people to die from COVID at this point would be what demographic?
So the most likely to die, the biggest risk factor, the one that can be modified, is being vaccinated. Unfortunately, we saw during Omicron that people who had not chosen to be vaccinated were about more than 20 times as likely to die as somebody who was vaccinated and boosted. So that's kind of the number one in terms of something you can do something about. The other big risk factors would be being older, especially over 65, and risk really goes up from there. And then the third one would be people who have underlying conditions, particularly diabetes, obesity. And so if you know anybody who is older and or has underlying conditions, it's really important they're up to date with their vaccines, including that booster dose if they're due for it, because that's the most important thing in terms of turning this disease into something that, you know, does not upend our lives. The other thing is, if somebody does get COVID at this point, even if they have been vaccinated, if they are older or high risk, there are really good now early treatments available. But you got to take them in the first few days of being sick. So we tell everybody, belt and suspenders, get your vaccine, stay up to date with that. But in case you do end up getting COVID, regardless of your vaccination status, if you're higher risk, reach out to your doctor so we can see whether we should also get you some of the medication that can help keep you out of the hospital.
Doctor, you talked about the confusion after rulings like the one yesterday. We can't figure out yet what's going on at O'Hare Airport. So if we're flying on a plane, we don't have to wear a mask. But the guidance from the Department of Aviation seems to say that if we're on the concourse, we do need to wear a mask. Can you sort that for us?
Yes, I certainly can. So, as I said, lots of changing pieces yesterday. And at the federal level, in terms of the requirement for intrastate, like across state lines on an airplane, et cetera, that was dropped by the judge. But in Illinois, the governor's sort of official emergency executive order that continues to have us in a relative state of emergency, and by which, you know, we can do special spending, et cetera, that specifically continues to have a mask requirement on public transit and transit hubs, and that does include airports and public transit. So in Illinois at the moment, you know, this extends basically through the end of the month. At a minimum, masks would still be required. And so O'Hare, Midway, as well as obviously the CTA, Metra, et cetera, we are still requiring masks. And that is legally in place because of the governor's order. But it also does, I think, make sense at a time when just a lot of things are changing quickly and we're watching the shifting legal landscape. So do put the mask on. Certainly, if you're going on CTA, do put the mask on if you're going to be flying out of O'Hare. But yes, you can actually take it off once you're in the air if you feel like it at this point.
And is that something you would do, or will you stay masked on planes?
I would keep mine on. I would keep mine on. I think, you know, overall, the country is doing quite well, of course, from a COVID perspective, but there are parts of the country that are at higher risk or, you know, having some more concern. And one of the things about public transit is it's one of the settings that is the least controllable by the individual, right? You are literally sitting very close to someone and sharing airspace who you don't know their vaccination status, you don't know their illness status, their exposure status. And so I feel more comfortable, I'll be honest with you, wearing a mask when I'm in settings that feel less controlled. And so I will choose, at least in the short term, to continue to wear one.
Dr. Allison Arwady is the commissioner of the Chicago Department of Public Health. And are you aware that you have a Dr. Arwady fan club on social media?
No.
Well, you might want to look.
All right.
when I was Googling today, I'm like, oh my, she's got a whole fan page. that's because we appreciate you, and we appreciate your work, and thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.
Steve has the news next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.